This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wisconsin has thousands of dams across the state, privately and publicly owned. Both private owners and state or federal officials are responsible for keeping them in tip-top shape. I spoke to Uriah Monday, the state dam safety engineer. He says the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is aware of roughly 5,000 dams that exist in the state.
Approximately 40% of the dams in the state are privately owned. The others are either publicly owned or owned by the federal government, or I should say, I guess it's all in the same batch of publicly owned.
Monday says state officials have to make sure dam owners are complying with state standards for dam safety.
In a way, we're maybe like a building inspector in a community, right? We're not constructing projects and we're not running them, but we have a role in making sure that they are done in a sound and safe manner.
Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. Now he's running for governor on that same experience. But what does being a dam tender really mean? Tiffany had a unique take on it.
For 29 years, I was the dam tender up on the Willow Flowage. I got paid to walk the dog every day down to the dam.
Monday says dam operators, as they're now called, are the custodians of the structure.
You know, the misoperation of a dam can cause or exacerbate flooding. It might lead to further damage on the dam. In worst cases, it leads to a washout, right, a failure.
Monday also says if a dam owner is not in compliance with state laws, officials must negotiate with the owner to reach compliance. If that doesn't work, owners can face enforcement hearings or fines. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health says poor mental health can be both a cause and an effect of absenteeism. Joanne Krulatz reports.
When students miss school, their absence can lead to social isolation, anxiety, and loneliness. And for those with existing mental health challenges, deepen their struggles. Regular school attendance is critical to child well-being because it leads to improved academic, economic health, and relational outcomes over a child's lifetime. Children who attend school regularly tend to be more engaged with their learning, have better relationships with their teachers as well as their peers, and do better academically. Children may stay home because of bullying or anxiety or simply feeling overwhelmed. Evading school may feel like self-care in the moment, but each absence increases the amount of work missed and can further isolate the child, which often exacerbates their anxiety. Schools that offer essential health services at school, those with a school nurse and a comprehensive student services team, can help students manage the link between health and academics. Nurses can provide care to students who might otherwise be sent home. They can also refer students to the school counselor, school social worker, or school psychologist.
A proposed bill seeking to make it illegal for drivers to use devices meant to evade license plate detection systems has passed with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin state legislature. The legislation would implement a $1,000 fine, 90 days in jail, or both for residents who buy, sell, or install devices that are designed to conceal their registration plates. The bill will now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. The Wausau Ethics Board last week did not recommend disciplinary action to the city council following their decision in the ethics complaint against Mayor Doug Denny. In the 8-page decision, the board declined to recommend additional action because such measures could, quote, further inflame the political tension surrounding the issue. In a statement, Denny says he did not agree with all of the board's conclusions, but is, quote, very pleased that the city of Wausau can now move on from this issue. The board ordered Mayor Denny to refrain from interfering with the city clerk in her duties, including decisions surrounding absentee ballot drop boxes. The village of Rib Mountain is recommending residents make sure their vehicles are locked following a string of break-ins. According to a community announcement, the village says they are receiving reports of vehicle break-ins in the area and remind people to lock their cars and garage service doors at all times. The village also asks residents if they have any home security video or doorbell camera footage that may show suspicious activity to contact the Marathon County Sheriff's Office through their non-emergency number at 715-261-1200. The United Way of Marathon County has released its holiday Get Help and Give Help guide. The guide intends to help people find assistance or volunteer opportunities during the holidays. People can find places offering toy or holiday gift assistance, Thanksgiving and Christmas meals, and food pantries on the Get Help side, and volunteer opportunities, gift drives, and adopt-a-family programs on the Give Help side. You can find the guide at unitedwaymc.org. And if you find an opportunity that isn't listed in the guide, call 211 for more information. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Packers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to in game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.